Hello, this is Faye Emerson with another program in the series Crossroads. Today's true story takes us for a visit, and almost back through time, with someone we'll call Violet. Now, some lives are linked with history. Others are quieter, more like still and careful paintings in which each detail becomes a big event. Today's story is like a painting about a little old lady with eyes that dance.
I was born in Boston. And then later we moved to Willimandy, and we lived there for a good many years. And I worked in Holland Silk Mill for a while. Very short time. Then I went to the American Thread Company, and I worked there for over 50 years. And they presented me with a gold watch, and they had a dinner, and that was also the 50th anniversary of the American Thread Company. So we had a nice time there. And then my sister became ill, so I left last October. And they presented me with a nice floor lamp and some flowers and $20. I thought that was very nice of them.
She was born in the time of the Battle of Little Bighorn and Custer's Last Stand. Wild Bill Hickok had just been shot in South Dakota, and back east, the first commercial telephone lines in the United States opened in New Haven, Connecticut, not far from where she lived.
My father kept a greenhouse for a while in South Windham, and when I was 15, he died, so that left Mother and her three girls. Later, my sister married, and my other sister went to be a nurse in Massachusetts. And I was with my mother quite a while.
She went to work when she was 16, and worked thereafter for over half a century. Her wages were not very high, even after 50 years, and they certainly weren't high back in those early days.
I think it was only $6 a week then. And later it was increased to 8 and then 9, kept going up. Till later, the last working was $46.80.
Still, it wasn't a great deal. Could she save very much?
Indeed not. I should say not. But expenses, of course, were much lower then, and the rents were lower.
Violet and her sister used to live in an apartment, but now they live in a house. It's hard to think of Violet in terms of property and real estate and deeds, but here, it appears, was the great adventure of her life. How did it all happen?
Oh, well, we did it over a period of years. Yes, we've had the land for many years, probably 6 or 8 years. We bought material and stored it at my brother-in-law's barn. Little by little, we got it up, and he built it for us. We got the doors and windows and flooring and those things stored in the barn. So little by little we made it, but it took a long time to save for it. Well, it must have been 6 or 7 years that we, from time to time, bought things for it. I think the windows were the first thing. Some Anderson windows, and then the flooring.
And some Anderson windows, and then the flooring. A house that slowly met itself in her brother's barn. A house saved for and bought piece by piece, the way a robin builds its nest. And then slowly brought outdoors and put up, little by little. Did it take long?
Well, we went up there in 1948. So we've been there about 7 years. But when we went up there, it wasn't finished, but we made the best of it, and little by little we got it finished.
It must have been a quiet evening when the last fixture was put in place, for these things are done quietly. One imagines that it, too, was a quiet one, a blue jay on the lawn, a sparrow under the eaves. So Violet lives with her sister. She offered to tell something about her.
She took her training in Melrose, Massachusetts, for a nurse. And then she had been to Union Springs to the school there, some academy. And then later she came to the State Teachers College. She was there for, I don't know, I should say 20-some years, 23, I think. And then when she became 65, there were several that had to retire on account of age. She stayed home after that and kept house while I still continued working.
Her sister retired because she'd reached the age of 65. Violet continued with her job at the thread company. And then something happened. Her sister had a heart attack.
I had to leave quick because of Friday and Saturday. She had one each day. So Monday I said I couldn't come in. And 2 weeks after that I gave my notice that I couldn't come back.
Over 50 years of work. Now she was needed at home. There was no avoiding this call. But there was something else now to be considered. Although her sister had a small pension, it was certainly not enough for the two of them to live on. It was only then that something which had happened back in 1937 became a most important fact in her life. What was it?
Well, they took a part of our wages. I think it was 1% first. And they took it out of our weekly wage all the time.
Social Security. The little deduction from her wages each week that had, almost invisibly, added something to her house. It had, in a sense, put on a new, strong roof. For with Violet past 65 and unable to continue work, her monthly Social Security payments could start, and they would continue for the rest of her life. But did she know about these deductions and the reason for them?
Well, I didn't know what it meant so much as I do, of course, when I became 65. Then I began to realize what it would mean. And I feel grateful for what I'm getting.
Regular monthly payments, depending upon the amount you've earned in the past. Had Violet imagined what she would have done if there'd been no Social Security, now that she couldn't work any longer and her sister needed her care?
Well, I don't know how we would have done. I suppose we had to go to the poor farm or something if we had no income. If we weren't able to work and had no money, what could you do? Probably we couldn't keep our house.
There need be no fear. The house would remain intact. Life would go on much as it had, and the sparrows under the eaves need not look for a new home. But, of course, one had to be careful.
If sickness comes, that takes a great deal. But by being careful with our little that we have saved and the Social Security, why, we hope we'll manage all right. And you can plan and be very careful how you spend, not get things that you don't need.
There was time now, and it could be spent without anxiety. Time for pleasures and also time for new things and adventures, like cooking. For Violet was now a cook.
Well, I do the housework. My sister isn't able to do much, so I sweep and dust and do some cooking. A little washing in between, but I do a few at a time because it's too hard to do it all at once. When Mother was living, of course, I had to help quite a bit that way, but I hadn't cooked for years because my sister had taken care of that. So I put potatoes on, they boiled dry, and we had a terrible time at first.
There was cooking, and then there was rug making. How did this happen?
Well, this last winter, we've had a class in hooking rugs. There's a lady that came to the house and showed us how to put in the colors. And I have one that's very pretty with a lot of flowers on it. I think it's pretty. And she told us what colors to use. And we've had a nice time. They'd come at 10 o'clock in the morning, stay till 3 or 4 o'clock. We'd stop and have lunch and visit, and then we'd go hooking again. We did that through the winter. I've sewed a great deal. I made quite a number of my own dresses and kept them. One time I made a jacket. I haven't sewed as much of late because I've been too busy on my rug business.
Cooking and rug making. Well, surely there must be time for gardening for someone with the name of Violet.
Oh, yes. I have some pretty flowers. I enjoy those very much. We have very pretty lupins and iris. Few roses, and there's another blue flower. It looks like a bachelor button, but it isn't. It's larger than a bachelor button. And then we have wisteria, and a few seeds that I planted. Those haven't come up much.
Cooking, rug making, gardening. Would there be time for anything else? Would seem not. And then came the word, ice skating.
Oh, I shouldn't have told you that. Well, when I was a little girl, there was quite a company of us from school, we would go skating. At that time, it was what they called a big pond from South Windham. We used to go there and skate after school till as long as we could see, you might say. Quite a company of them. We had a lot of fun skating. And then 2 years ago, I went again. And everyone thought I was kind of funny. But I had a good time just the same. I was kind of wiggly at first because I hadn't skated for a long time. They were big for me, but my brother-in-law let me take some big felt stockings, I guess they were. I put those on, then put the skates on. But even then, they were a little big for me. But after a while, I got onto it, and I was all right.
Ice skating. Did she fall down?
Oh, yes, twice. But I got up again. Got up again and started off. And then my nephew and I skated together, and my niece and I skated together. So we had a grand time. Then we went home and had some lunch. Everyone thought I was funny to go, but I said, well, I want to, and I feel like it, and I'm going to. So I did. I'd go again, too.
A pond in South Windham on a winter afternoon. A little Currier and Ives print. And a lady named Violet with dancing eyes and borrowed skates. You may never meet Violet, but it's very possible that your paths cross in the files of the Social Security Administration. If your work is covered by Social Security, you too may be eligible for a monthly check after you reach 65. So listen to this message from Mr. Charles I. Shotland, Commissioner of Social Security.
If your work is covered by Social Security, I'd like to make these suggestions. When you reach 65, get in touch with your Social Security office, whether or not you intend to retire right away. Find out about your right to old age insurance benefits. Also, regardless of your age, tell the members of your family about your Social Security protection, so that if you should die, they would know that they should contact the nearest Social Security office about survivor's benefits.
Thank you, Mr. Shotland. This is Fay Emerson, inviting you to listen again to Crossroads, stories from the files of the Social Security Administration. Crossroads is produced for the United States Department of Health, Education, and Welfare by the Center for Mass Communication at Columbia University. The story of Violet was edited by Robert S. Green. Thank you.